This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So what's going on? It's May Day. Yeah. It's May Day, a day of protest. I think the other side is going to switch everything around. I mean, the other side, meaning us, from the communists. It's always been a big communist celebration day, right? But there's protests all around the country against this COVID-19. I guess you can say there's this protesting against the communist, the Nazi-esque behavior of local governments, your governors, and so on. And boy, are they in a pinch. They are in a pinch. And of course, the president had a few words about the pinch that some of these blue states are in. And of course, I'm talking about the financial pinch that they're in. It's always going to come down to the dollars, ladies and gentlemen. And that's one of the things that people don't pretty much understand, is that it's all about the finances for your state. And of course, whether or not you can come back online and open up your state properly and so on. But big protests scheduled all throughout the nation, certainly out here in California. So we're going to be watching all those protests and all the things that are going on with them. And loud and clear message, so to speak, sent by Governor Newsom, the decision to reopen the state is ours. I guess. Newsom. That's his decision, right? His decision only, because he's the king. He's the dictator in charge, right? Right. And he's not. He's finding that out. A lot of things going on in regards to this story. I guess law enforcement's not really supporting them. There's been a number of legal opinions apparently surfacing, and that we're trying to get a hold of some of them. that, and we've already heard from Mark Muser. Mark Muser ran against Javier Becerra for Secretary of State out here in California, and he already opined, he's an attorney, he had opined that anything that's coming out like this is purely unconstitutional. These are only recommendations. These things, stay at home, you know, put the masks on, all this stuff. And now they're out there issuing fines. At least they want to. It's kind of falling apart on them. I think, you know, that's what I've been finding out. And again, I think we're in a pretty good position. We just did conference calls last night for 56 of the 58 counties in California, which is kind of interesting. Because we have whole or part 56 counties that are involved in the new California state movement now. We have the largest organization next to the state of California. Shocking how that works. But it also might be telling you the degree with which people want to make a change out here. And I know they want to make the change in Illinois. They had a great conference call last night, over 100 people on their conference call for the New Illinois Movement. That's the New Illinois Movement. And, Gene Merrick has done a really good job out there, and so has Brad Holbrook. And they did a fantastic job by all reports that I have. I was on the other conference call. I mean, this is kind of interesting. You have a big conference call going on, a New Illinois Movement. Then you have the normal big conference call with all the counties involved with New California last night. So we were able to get just about all the counties. In fact, I think all but one, maybe two counties, as I recall on the charts as I was looking at it, I was going, wow. You know, the turnout was excellent we do these regular county meetings now. They've become quite regular. We divided up the state by five different territories for logistical reasons, and it's working out really, really well, and everybody's really getting on board with what we're doing with New California. So we're growing, 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 growing. You're going to start to see a lot of protests with New California coming up. In the days ahead, as this sort of thing really ramps up and we start pushing back statewide out here, but also Illinois, they had well over 100 people on their phone call last night, which is really good, really, really good numbers. So shout out to New Illinois and what's been going on over there. And you guys keep up the strong work out there. So if you're interested, go to the New Illinois State, I think it's called newillinoisstate.com. And website and sign up to become involved there. These guys are really pushing through. It's really, they've got unique differences and unique similarities to this process. But you know, we're both being true to the process. Article 4, Section 3, constitutional split. That's the key thing. That's the key thing. And I know that they're going to get to a point of declaring independent New Illinois. Okay, so they're going to declare their independence. And that's going to be happening. I'm not going to put anything out there. But you know, one of the processes of statehood is that you do have to declare independence. Yeah, that's a key thing. If you don't do that, forget it. And you know, really a real declaration. You know, there's some of these other organizations out there that are pretend organizations that they're trying to become a state and all that. And I'm not knocking the idea that they want to become a state, because you know, this is a movement of many elements of the statehood process. I mean, there's a lot of people have ideas about statehood. They want to do this, they want to do that. And we welcome that in the discussion. But, you know, when it becomes their idea and their way is the best way and it's not the right way, that's a problem. And so, you know, we know we're doing it the right way, nationally, internationally recognized. That we are actually doing the right thing at the right time. And it's a masterstroke of what the Founding Fathers did. It's a genius, really, of the Founding Fathers and how they have how they set this whole thing up. If you have a tyrant as a governor, that's really what this is. If you have a tyrant as a governor, there is a way to get rid of him if all else fails. Now, you see, we've got to pull the ripcord on the emergency chute out here in California. I mean, that's really what we're doing. You know, one time as a young kid, I was going to do skydiving at Lake Elsinore, Paris, California. And I went and did all the jump testing and all that other good stuff, you know. And then a friend of mine went up in an airplane, and the guy in front of him, he went out, and the guy in front of him, the chute didn't open, and it killed the guy. Whoa. And I said to myself, why am I doing this? I'm a young buck. you know. And so I said, no more for me. I just, you know, it was just kind of maybe fear, whatever, just get over it. But I was excited at the time to do it. I thought maybe that would be a cool thing to do. You know, but my point is that there's an emergency shoot. And California is in the point of being an emergency state right now. And Illinois clearly is. I mean, my God. You know, you guys are getting really close to the ground. You better pull that ripcord on the emergency chute, I'm telling you. But there's an emergency outlet that the Founding Fathers put into the Constitution because they knew at some point in time that, it's just human nature. It's human behavior. They understood the impulses of human behavior and impulses of leadership, that there could be dictators in these states that they created, that you could have a strong leader that could be a dominant leader, and you could ultimately form a monoparty system, get away from what happens. In other words, if you break down the Republican form of government, which is really key, what happens when you do that? It's a problem. It's a big problem. And, of course, California is the poster child for that, a monoparty system. We don't have a Republican Party. We don't have a Democratic Party. You know, the Republicans out here are trying to make themselves relevant at a very too late, position with a lawsuit, the voter harvesting business. Now, welcome the lawsuit, don't get me wrong, but it's a little bit late for the, quote, Republican Party. So the no-party system, the Founding Fathers recognized they had to have an emergency parachute for the states, and we're in it right now. We're that far along as California that we have got to get rid of the tyrant and resist the tyrant, resist the tyranny out here. And that's exactly what they're doing today. They're out there resisting, and sort of, they did the same thing in Michigan yesterday now, didn't they? You see, when you have an overbearing dictator or dictatorist, there is a way out. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. NCS 51. Right. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of things going on. Michigan Governor Whitmer extends coronavirus state of emergency declaration another month, taking swipe at GOP. Right, right. Wonderful, wonderful. We are just so thrilled about that, right? Whitmer. Governor Whitmer. When was this published? It's Governor Whitmer on Thursday extended Michigan's state of emergency and disaster declaration through May 28th, hours before it was set to expire, and after hundreds of protesters, some of which were armed, gathered in the state capitol building to voice their displeasure with the Democratic governor. Whitmer also took shots at the Republican-controlled legislature for refusing to extend the order earlier in the day. By refusing to extend the emergency and disaster declaration, Republican lawmakers are putting their heads in the sand and putting more lives and livelihoods at risk. Livelihoods, really, Whitmer. You're destroying your own economy, killing people yourself. What a murderous person she is, right? And it's really what it comes down to. People that get really despondent. And, of course, that raises the death rate. And, of course, if they get despondent, they commit suicide. Well, you know, as we've been seeing, what's happened? The doctors are saying, oh, it's coronavirus. So, they're padding the numbers with bodies. That's how insidious this is. I mean, come on. This is Nazi-esque, what's going on here. She's no different than Adolf Hitler. You got Fauci, you got all these fascists, you got running this whole healthcare thing going on. It's all about control. And of course, when they're padding the numbers, I mean, how macabre is that? Well, guess what? That's what Adolf Hitler did. This is the stuff of Hitler and Stalin and Mao. Wake up. God, wake up. You know, this, and of course, California's got, they don't have the disease out here, really. I mean, they're making it up as they go along. We know this. Morgues are not busy, by the way. The death rate is plummeting primarily because people aren't sick. Shocking. And they're not getting killed in auto accidents, or they're not being maimed and injured. That's why hospitals are closing up all over the place. Let's not forget the obvious, right? Let's not forget that. It says, listen to this. Megan Whitmer proposes GI Bill-style free college for coronavirus essential workers. See, it's all centered around the colleges and universities, right? They're very centric. That's their power base. That is their power base when you have colleges and universities that have extended, you know, because they're all filled with money that they've stolen from the taxpayers. Yeah, that's kind of a problem. Well, I'm telling you, looking over the numbers of California's budget, we're making the new California state budget right now. We're going through the numbers. It's shocking. And I'm an educator. I'm 41 years in the system. I get it. But it's just absolutely stunning what the higher education universities are getting. They're raping, literally monetarily, the taxpayers. And, of course, there's no accountability. Shocking. There's no accountability. Says the emergency declaration gives Whitmer additional powers to issue executive orders during her emergency. Emergency. She claimed she had the emergency authority regardless of what lawmakers did. in a reject. Now, this is dictatorial. I don't know if she does. Do you? Who does? In a rejection of the governor of the state and house, the state house and senate adopted resolutions Thursday to legally challenge her authority. So this is getting down to dictatorship time right now. And they're asking for her, extrapolating her resignation. I know we're going to be asking for Newsom's resignation. That's something that's going to be coming up. No lawsuit has been filed as of Thursday night. And it says, Whitmer said she planned to veto the bill and wouldn't sign any bills that constrain her ability to protect the people of Michigan from this deadly virus in a timely manner. Her office said, according to the Detroit, this is dictatorship. This is what this is. This is, here's another Adolf Hitler going off. Senator Dana Polhanki, directly above me, men with rifles yelling at us. Some of my colleagues who own bulletproof vests are wearing them. I have never appreciated our sergeants at arms more than today. They aren't going to hurt you. But they're making a statement, aren't they? Standing there with guns. Yeah, high-powered, big guns. A-10s and AR-15s and all that stuff. I mean, this is amazing. I'm serious. This is what's going on in Michigan. It's going to start rising up all over the place. And, of course, they got pictures of this now. It says, directly above me, men with rifles. Yep, they are. They're directly above you, looking at you with high-powered rifles. And they have open carry. Earlier in the day, hundreds of demonstrators, some armed with rifles, descended on the state capitol building in Lansing to voice frustration over the stay-at-home order, which mandates temporary business closures and that residents remain home. Many made it inside the building and stood shoulder to shoulder calling for a return of normal life. Opponents accused Whitmer of overstepping her authority by prohibiting sales of items like garden supplies and banning most travel between homes and certain activities. An earlier rally on April 15th called Operation Gridlock drew thousands outside the Capitol building in addition to another gathering outside of Whitmer's home. I guess it chased her out of the house. That's what I understand. It doesn't say it in the article here. Obviously, they don't want to give anybody any ideas, but I understand that it chased her out of the house. She said, I'm out of here. Similar demonstrations have occurred nationwide. Okay. The Michigan Court of Claims sided with the governor Wednesday, denying a motion for a preliminary injunction to the order. The court ruled that the stay-at-home order does not violate residents' constitutional rights. Sure it does. Absolutely does. Michigan recorded 41,000 cases of 19, blah, 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 Thursday, including 3,789 deaths. Of course, we can't verify the numbers, really, on those deaths. They had 3,789 autopsies. In her declaration announcement, Whitmer said, scientific data shows the state is not ready to resume. Sure, your data or my data. Or somebody else's data. It defies common sense and science. It also defies the Constitution, which that doesn't work. If you want to look at data, it's not any different than anything else that we've had in the world history. This particular disease, it has been, in my opinion, from the evidence that I'm seeing, there's a high probability that this virus has been genetically modified. So that means it's a bioweapon. So we're under attack. They got problems there in Michigan. Whitmer's got problems. So I understand from other articles, I'm going to try and find them right now. I'm going to go to, I'm going to do a shocking thing here. And I'm going to go to Gateway Pundit and see what the pundit has to say. We'll see what the Gateway Pundit has to say here. Now, remember, it's Friday, so we are free to move around the countryside with all of our media. Remember, that's the thing. 215-867-8255 is the call-in number, by the way. I'm going to open up the numbers here after this break, I believe. Got to do a little communication back with Scott Adams right now and get this thing rock and roll. But, I'll tell you what, it's going to be, I think, a big day all the way around the nation. We'll sort of set up the tone for you. Right now, it's just a little bit after, what it's 9:30 Eastern time, so things are starting to move across the country. People are getting organized. Drivers are driving and all over the place. And I know some people are listening because you're texting me. Thank you very much for the listenership to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll try and keep you abreast of everything that's going on nationally. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so we're going to switch gears here. We're going to come back to the stories on the protests in Michigan and so on, but we got to go to the Michael Flynn business because there's a lot of stuff happening here. And Gateway Pundit has, again, a lot of the leading news out here. Huge revelation. I'm going to go through some of these headlines that they've got here. Breaking: former FBI General Counsel James Baker has flipped. Durham is building conspiracy cases on all of those who lied to the court. Huge revelation. This is the next story. A huge revelation. DOJ documents released in Flynn case reveal Obama White House was running the operation. Okay, we've known that. We've known that. But now, with these recent docs that came out on Wednesday, this is better. It's a better case now. And we've known that, it, you know, this is, these are the, like I said yesterday, maybe it was Wednesday, you know, the domino was pushed. The first domino was pushed. And imagine a slow motion picture, okay, framing, slow motion, that that domino is now going to hit the second domino, okay? And then it's the domino of hundreds that, that are going to go down. And that's what this is here. So the on last, actually, it was April 16th. A lot of people don't understand how that whole thing, that whole, we said there were going to be big things that were going to happen on April 16th, and big things have happened. It's you know, the sleight of hand of leadership, the good leadership, by the way, because good leadership is never seen. That's, you know, good, honest leadership is never seen. Good, dishonest leadership is never seen also. So we had some good, honest leadership, and by the 16th of April, a lot of things started to really, that's when it was pushed. So we haven't hit the next domino, except I think today we just hit it. You know, that's why I broke in on the stories about what we're doing with the other stuff, on COVID and all that stuff. So these stories are lining up. This is the first one. Huge revelation. Latest DOJ documents released in Flynn case reveal Obama White House was running the operation. Now we have more evidence of these claims that we said a long time ago. These claims are like years old now. Years old, that, you know, it was pretty obvious that it, just given the time frame. See, this is what this is what's hard to shake out and separate Obama from the Russiagate thing, is because this thing started during his administration. We know we have the evidence for this. It started during his administration, well before the election, to get Trump out. They knew Trump. Listen, they knew in 2012 when Trump came out and said, I want to see the long-form birth certificate. That's how long they've known that Trump was going to be the man. I mean, here's a billionaire businessman just on a lark wants to find out, well, wait a minute, I have a lot of questions about this long-form birth certificate. Let's get this out. Obama, bring it out. Remember, Obama was stalling with that. Then you got into the whole thing about, you know, Lois, or Fuddy, remember? Fuddy, who was Lois Fuddy, Louise Fuddy, or whatever her name was. She was at the time, she was the director of the Department of Health Services in Hawaii. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you, she was assigned by the governor, good friend of Obama, only 2 months before the revelations about the birth certificate. So then they come out with a birth certificate. The first one. And, you know, it was interesting. This is, oh boy, this is really recalling some hearkening back business in 2011 and so on. I remember people were saying, we were talking about the birth certificate, it's fraudulent. We had some people who understood, Adobe and everything, and we saw the first one. We said that it's a forgery; it's clearly a forgery. And I had some experts look at it. This goes back to 2011, and then all of a sudden, you know, I get calls with Jerome Corsi, and we have Jerome Corsi on the phone, and he's interviewing all the time. He's always on my show. It's like I couldn't get rid of this guy. He's always on the show, but we're talking about the birth certificate, and everybody's calling me a raging birther. And so, well, the evidence is there. So I'll never forget, I worked with a PR guy, a PR firm, and I shared this information. A big supporter of Obama. Oh, yeah. Big supporter of Obama. Now, all of a sudden, you know, the birth certificate thing's floating around, and I go to his office one day, and we're talking, and we talk to the graphic artist guy. You know, he's totally, totally immersed in what goes on with Adobe and all this. And so he was listening to me, and so he said, I'll look it up. So he goes over his computer and looks at it and walks over to tell the other guy, the PR guy I was working with, he says, it's a forgery. And they go, what? It's, well, it can't be a forgery. So then you have Trump come along and says, "Well, you know, I want to see the I want to see the long form." This is now 2012 now. I want to see the long form because everybody was saying, "Well, show us the real." He had Joe Aparo. Remember all this? Zulo. I called and had an interview with Jerome Corsi and Zulo in the room. They were in the Social Security Department in Hawaii, in Honolulu. We had a whole big thing about that and about the birth certificate. But before they released everything, this is now 2012, Trump's demanding the long form. Show us the long form birth certificate. So finally there's one produced. And it was really interesting because when it was produced, they sent it and they put it out and they popped it out there. And so I called my friend and I said, "Okay, they released it." And so his guy went in and looked at it. And he came back and said, "You know what they did, Paul?" He said, "They put it in the computer with all the Adobe palettes in it. It's still a live document." I said, "What? They were caught red-handed with the forgery. Come on. This is all just past history. Nobody wants to talk about this." And so my PR guy gets on the phone and says, "I'm never going to vote for Obama. This is just ridiculous." I mean, he was he contributed a lot of money to the Obama campaign in 2008. And he was just all over it. Because you could see it. And so I went down to the office and met with him. And they're showing, "Oh, this is how they did it." And this is on the white. So we found out later, Loretta Fuddy, who was put in place, and she was a Subud. It's a certain cult of Islam, the Subuds. So is Obama. He's a Subud. You see, now we're getting into old history, right? Who was the traitor that was out there? Remember him? The guy who went with the Taliban? He's a Subud. So is his family. They're all Subuds, this radicalized Islamic cult. Yeah, you might want to look at Muhammad Subud. He's the guy who started it all. Go check it out. Check out his picture. Anyway, so then we had the guy from Fresno State on, and we talked about the Subuds and all this other good stuff. Well, here's the deal, which is kind of interesting, is that Loretta Fuddy, about a month after all this stuff, she ends up dead. Remember there was a plane crash off of Lahaina or something like that? There was a plane crash, and she drowned. She's the only one drowned. They show her getting out of the plane finally, successfully, got a life vest, but then suddenly she's announced dead. Of course, there's no autopsy, right? Shocking. And, of course, the airplane, we don't know why it crashed. Was there something wrong with the fuel? We never found that out. But here's the point, is that that's what thrust Donald Trump out in the national scene. And they knew they were going to have to contend with Trump. So this is why I say the evidence for Obama messing with this election to prevent Trump when using everything at his resources to do was all over the place even before the election. And the evidence is roundly clear that Obama had his hands on everything. So it's not a shocker to hear this huge revelation. Latest DOJ documents released in Flynn case reveal Obama White House was running the operation. Shocking! This is headlines. But, you know, you knew this back in 2016 from New California Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, FBI documents released Flynn case shows spy and crack addict Stefan Halpern lied about General Flynn. Shocking.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, we're back. We're back. We're looking at some of the other articles that are related to this. Flashback. Obama held Russia meeting in the White House and invited John Kerry, but not the NSA's Honorable Admiral Mike Rogers. Gee, I wonder why they do that. Maybe because they're doing dishonorable things, right? Another flashback. Obama Defense Secretary on Biden. Wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. And he's got other problems. Says another one. No wonder he won't act. Sidney Powell reveals Chris Wray was the one who promote terrorist of a prosecutor. All right. Tom Fenton. I would like Judge Sullivan to institute criminal contempt proceedings against the Justice Department and FBI officials behind framing of General Flynn. This, you know, I'm telling you, we just hit the second domino. We just hit it. Today's the day. Talk about a dump. Talk about a dump. But I'm going to dive into this one here. Huge revelations. We got that. This says FBI released Flynn. See, I'm like in hog heaven now. I'm here. Which one do we go to? Let's go to the DOJ big one here and see what this kind of leads to. And we'll line up some of those various and sundry locations today for the protest. Okay, it says, wow, the latest documents released by the DOJ provide additional evidence that the Obama White House was running the operation to spy on candidate and then President Trump in an effort to destroy the incoming administration. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? And have President Trump eventually removed from office. The latest emails released by the DOJ today in the Michael Flynn case. No, this can't be today. It was yesterday. That was, so yesterday they released these things. And when was this article? It was written last night. Okay, so it's not even 12 hours old. It says here, that the latest latest emails released from the DOJ yesterday, late yesterday, today said in the General Flynn case that show the Obama White House was running the show. And in the latest line, in the last line of the first paragraph on page 9 of the 12-page release, it says the following: "We need to discuss what happens if DOJ directs this or directly tells VP POTUS or anyone else about the redacted, specifically WRT, whatever that is, with regards to what to do directly with him. I think it will be very difficult not to do some sort of overstep with him, a defensive briefing or interview under light defensive briefing pretext." And there it is. "Unless the White House specifically directs us not to." Man. Wow. It's Operation Crossfire Typhoon. Isn't that an interesting little comment? The Department of Justice released these documents today in early June. 2018 Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell said the following about this text on Obama. So that's true. Okay, we had these folks are so far out of bounds and so far beyond the pale. When people talk about it being a coup, there's no exaggeration. Now, we were calling it a coup a long time ago, by the way. I mean, it was pretty obvious to us it was a coup. You know, we knew that Flynn didn't get recorded. It was an effort to unseat or destabilize the Trump administration and the president personally, but actually his entire administration, and we've never seen anything like it. See, then we're going to wipe out everybody, of course. Well, if you start with the president, get rid of him. You got to get rid of everybody else, because you cannot have a bureaucracy that's grown up like their bureaucracy, right? A deep state. You got to get rid of every vestige of it. This makes you know. Pick up your favorite scandal, Watergate and Whitewater, whatever it makes, look like the Keystone Cops. This was a very sophisticated and very thought out. There's a very important text message from Lisa Page to Peter Strzok, and that is from November 2016. In the context of the message, says Strzok asked Lisa Page, "Hey, what are you doing?" or words to that effect. She reports it back very excitedly that she's preparing talking points for Director Comey to go brief the president on what they're doing. And the quote from Lisa Page is "POTUS wants to know everything we're doing," close quote. That POTUS, of course, was President Barack Hussein Obama. And I will take Lisa Page at her word. It's not an off-the-cuff communication. Yeah, this entire, it's a tragedy. It's a scandal we've never seen before constitutionally. This rests entirely on Mr. Obama and his administration. It starts with them, and we need real accountability. Let's get Mr. Obama under oath. I agree. Absolutely agree. And here he is. Let's check this out. Let's see if we got this on audio. Get some audio here. And this is Chris Farrell on the Deep State panel, Lisa Page, and preparing talking points. Here we go. I think we're going. Guess we're not going. Here we go. Yep.
I've had the great fortune of being very successful counter investigations defensively, but also offensively running missions for the Army. So I'm not guessing at this. I've done it for a living. I know firsthand exactly how this is done, what the procedures are, both from a tradecraft point of view, but also the legal process standard for how these operations are, you know, formulated, predicated, and then launched, and how they're conducted. The average citizen, I think, having seen the Mueller report, knows that something very horrible went terribly wrong, that they've been lied to. The average American citizen, just kind of even dipping into the story occasionally, knows that for 2+ years, a hoax has been perpetrated upon them. And they've been lied to and manipulated. And that's really the net of the
Mueller. Did he say hoax?
Attorney General Barr has, I think, wisely and aptly described it as spying with respect to how law enforcement and the intelligence services were used in a way that I can tell you is outrageously beyond the pale, like nothing else we've ever seen in the history of the United States government. No law enforcement agencies, officers, no intelligence officers have not just sort of stretched or gone to the margin trying to aggressively pursue an operation. That I've seen, and in some cases it's entirely appropriate. But these folks are so far out of bounds and so beyond the pale. When people talk about it being a coup, there's no exaggeration there. It was a coup. It was an effort to unseat or destabilize the Trump administration, the president personally, but actually his entire administration. And we've never seen anything like it. This makes, you know, pick your favorite scandal, Watergate, you know, Whitewater, whatever. It makes all that look like Keystone Cops. This is a very sophisticated, very thought out, not just lawfare in the sense of using law enforcement and the legal system, Department of Justice and FBI, but also the intelligence apparatus, like we've never seen before. The thought experiment I like to use with people is, take the same caliber of persons in the Department of Justice and the FBI, the same rank, authority, the same kind of, you know, assistant secretary type folks, lift that up, move it over, and drop it into the Pentagon. People would call that a coup. I mean, we don't have tanks in the
street. If generals and colonels were talking about wearing a wire and removing the president, right, then you would call it a coup,
right,
pretty
easily. And there's no tanks in the street. And right, obviously, there's an enormous difference. But I'm talking about the same sort of caliber and power being exercised in a way to unlawfully go after the president and his entire administration. One thing that I would like to raise for our discussion also, I think, is very important, and I'll close with this, and that is, there's a very important text message from Lisa Page to Peter Strzok in September of 2016. And the context for the text message is Strzok asks Lisa Page, hey, what are you doing? Or words to that effect. She reports back very excitedly that she's preparing talking points for Director Comey to go brief the president on what they're doing. And the quote from Lisa Page is, quote, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing, close quote. That POTUS, of course, is Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And I will take Lisa Page at her word. It's a off-the-cuff communication with her paramour. She's excited. She's getting the director prepped. I want to know, what did Obama know? What did he approve? What did he tacitly nod his head for, what did he explicitly authorize? This entire, it's a tragedy, it's a scandal we've never seen before constitutionally. This rests entirely on Mr. Obama and his administration. It starts with them, and we need one real accountability. Let's get Mr. Obama under oath.
Whoa, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's get Obama under oath. What do you think? Shocking. I think we should do that. I'm all for it. Let's do that. What did he know, and when did he know it, and more? That's going to be coming up. That's going to be coming up here in Gateway Pundit, and I think Gateway, God, they're really doing a fantastic job over there. I don't think you're hearing any of this on Fox News, are you? No. They don't want it. They have nothing to see here. Just move along, right, Paul? I'm talking about Paul Ryan. Yeah, former Speaker of the House who sits there and now is in charge of Fox News. That Paul Ryan, you know, that guy. Interesting, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm digressing, and I certainly don't want to digress from any of this stuff. The other situation, though, I want to talk about some of the rallies that are having today out here in California and all around the nation, and I'm not too clued in on yet on the other side, but we're having numerous rallies that start in San Diego at noontime, start in Los Angeles at noontime, start in, I know in Kern County they have several rallies going on in Bakersfield, and there's several rallies going on in San Luis Obispo, and there's a rally going on in Santa Barbara, two of them, Santa Maria and Santa Barbara. Those are new California rallies, by the way, and also Patriots rally in Santa Maria, as I recall. And we'll get more information for you in the next hour so that we get these kind of things pinpointed, running a little bit of short of time. But we got it's a big day today because, as I say it, the second domino has now been struck by the first domino. And we have hundreds of dominoes to go. I want you to remember that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, for all the latest news and information. And all you, get your gear for New California State, by the way. And you'll also be able to get gear for Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be putting out the Stopping Totalitarianism, One Exceptional Person, American at a Time, wear and cups and everything else. So that's what we're doing here at Agenda 21 Radio. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.